creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
One of the stars of The Beekeeper of Aleppo, which is being performed at the Nottingham Playhouse from the 7th to the 28th of February. And it's a welcome back to the not only to the play, but to the Nottingham Playhouse stage as well, to Adam Modorian. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that was good.
Brilliant. I've been practicing for at least 5 minutes to get that name right. So welcome back to Nottingham.
Thank you so much.
Whereabouts are you normally based? Is it a London based where you are?
Normally based in London, yeah. I've been there for about 6 years. I lived in Bath and Bristol for a bit before that, but I'm born and raised in Greece.
Brilliant. Yeah. Now then, if we look back to, it was February 2023, I believe, when The Beekeeper was last year. Joseph Long was in the cast,
yes,
along with yourself. Now, you're reprising your roles for this time round. What's it like doing the same play, but with a new cast? Because you're the only two that we know, really, from it.
Yeah, I mean, we're on the second week now, so it's the first time I've redone a production. So I'm really trying to find new things in the characters, which from the table read, obviously because it is a new cast, and I don't have any scenes with Joseph, so all my scenes are with new people. So many scenes I was used to saying things a certain way or having like a certain objective in mind, and having different actors to play against kind of is, you know, giving me new ideas on how I'm going to approach these characters. So it's kind of fun, exciting, it's new, yeah.
Now, for anybody who's not seen the play, it's quite a sad play because this sort of thing shouldn't be happening in our times. Mm. But it's a sad, it's a gorgeous play. That's an absolutely beautiful play, beautifully acted, and the story is fantastic. Mm. For those who have not heard of The Beekeeper of Aleppo, tell us what the story is.
Yes, so The Beekeeper of Aleppo, it's based on a novel by Christy Lefteri. And it's based on her experiences when she was working as an NGO worker in Athens, and she encountered all these refugees from different countries, including Syria. And the story is about this couple, Nouri and Afra, who have this incredible life back in Aleppo. You know, they've got a beautiful business, a beautiful marriage, and then the war happens in 2011. So it's their journey. It's a journey of survival, hope, love. We know they get to the UK, so it's not about will they, won't they make it, because the story kind of happens in a non-linear fashion where you know they made it. It's just what happens in the middle that you don't know and you discover along the way. And it's a story about, you know, how do you move on from trauma? How do you find a way to, you know, just love again after going through those experiences? So it is, as you said, it's very powerful story, but I think it gives a very compassionate and layered human insight into the refugee experience, which I think is something that is very needed, especially in today's landscape.
Exactly. So I suppose it's more important now with things that are happening in the world than 3 years ago. We've not learned anything, really.
No, we never do.
Well, maybe we have, but how has that been?
Some people haven't,
And I mean, did I read that? Your parents grew up in Aleppo.
They grew up in Aleppo, yes. So my heritage is mostly Armenian, but my family has been in Aleppo for generations. So my parents were Syrian nationals, but with Armenian heritage. So I used to visit Aleppo when I was a kid. I've got pictures in front of many of the clock tower and the citadel, a lot of places that are mentioned in the play, in the book. I've got pictures in front of those places. So that's why the story to me is very personal. And then I was born and raised in Greece.
Yeah.
And a big chapter in the book takes place in Greece. So I've also firsthand, witnessed the refugee crisis in Greece. Even Pevion to Areos, which is the area where Nouri and Afra end up. That's like an hour from my house. I know exactly the book to me, it was very personal because of, I've got a connection to a lot of the things in the book.
So this is going to be touring after it's been at Nottingham.
Yeah.
So what's it like touring a production, which is, it's so important educationally.
Yeah.
Do you feel sort of any pressure on you to tell the story as it is sort of, you know, within a tour?
Yes. I mean, we felt that the first time as well. So especially when you're adapting a book,
yeah,
you feel a huge weight of trying to do it justice. But for me, I trust the people I work with. I trust that Matthew Spangler and Nesrin Al-Rufai, who adapted the book, have done it justice, and that's why I really wanted to do it the first time and the second time around, because I love how they adapted it. It's not easy adapting a book that has so much, so many heavy themes, and is, you know, 300 something pages, I believe. And then, yeah, the cast is great. Anthony's great. So there is a big responsibility, that, and we want to do it justice, but we also want to have some fun as a cast, and you want to be, we're already quite close. So when we're touring, we're going to give it our best.
You're used to it.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your characters. You play three characters in this. So tell us about your characters.
I play all the villains in the story, yeah. Which we avoid using that term, because you want to humanize them. If you're playing them, you want to find what their sensibility is. I play Ali, Nadim, and Fotakis. Ali is my first role. He's the smuggler that gets them across the Syrian border. The ethics of what he does are an interesting debate. So he's the least bad one, if you will, in brackets. And then I play Nadim, who's an Afghan refugee who they encounter in Athens, who is involved in some dark activities, which I won't go into, that people can come and see.
Yeah.
And then Fotakis, who is a Greek smuggler who gets them to the UK, and he's arguably the main antagonist towards the end of the book. And yeah, there's not many nice things you can say about him. But yeah, again, I won't spoil it in case some people haven't read the book and they want to experience it like they know nothing.
Is it more fun playing an inverted commas baddie?
Yeah.
It's more, I imagine it's more meaty.
I like playing both. This, the first time around, it was the first time I've been cast as that. Actually, the original director, Miranda, said she knew within 3 minutes of me walking in, which I don't know if that's a good thing. If you see the play, they're very problematic people. But no, it's definitely very fun. I mean, you know, you look back even in the history of film or theater, some of the most iconic characters are villains. So it's a lot of fun to play. Yeah.
Now, the set is rather special. I mean, I can remember it vividly from 3 years ago, the sound and everything else. Just give us a quick, if you like, description of what we can expect from the set. Has it changed much at all?
A little bit. So we've got Ruby's beautiful design from last time. Her idea, I think, I mean, she can probably articulate this better, but it was places that have been abandoned. So sand going into homes that haven't been lived in for many years. So it was that cross between nature and homes, I guess. So the set is full of sand dunes, and we have lost the sand dunes. So we had one in the middle of the stage. Yeah. We've lost that to give us more space to explore. And then there's a very big audiovisual element, which I think is one of the biggest differences from last time. We had a lot of projection last time, but this time it's being approached differently, which I think is quite exciting, and we'll see how that ends. So a few little tweaks and stuff to the set, but it's still Ruby's original beautiful design.
I believe, I don't know how true this is, but is there a new director for this time round?
Yes, we've got Anthony Almeida, yes.
What's it like working with a new director? Because obviously you'd be sort of, I mean, you work with new directors on whatever play you do.
Yeah.
When you sort of work to play like this and then you can have a director come in, obviously they're going to want to sort of, if you like, stamp their sort of mark on it.
So yeah.
Has that happened this time? And what's it like working with a new director on a play that you've done before?
I think Anthony, like Miranda, who's the previous director, they're both honoring the essence and the story of the book. And the message is still the same. So I think that's been the same. So for me, that's the most important. Obviously, the staging direction is different. We've got a new cast. And it's still early on. I mean, we're discovering it. So we'll see where it goes. But it is exciting.
Now, before we let you go, I must ask you about something that you've done a voiceover of.
Yeah.
I was an absolute massive fan of The Dorrells.
Oh, yes.
With something like a voice, do you sort of see the whole thing first and then sort of get the script that you have to do voiceover it? How does it work?
So that one I did voiceover dubbing for, which is when you, it's called ADR in the industry. They sort of show you the scenes, and sometimes you're dubbing a specific character, or sometimes you're just dubbing the vocal ambience of a film. whether that's background characters, whether that's someone whose line didn't pick up. So sometimes you'll get a script and sometimes you're just improvising dialogue that right. fits into the scene itself, if that makes sense.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So, and I know that you've done quite a few voiceovers in the past, as well as loads of theatre as well. Which do you prefer? Because I imagine that voiceover is easier than sort of going on stage each night and performing.
Yeah, it is easier, yeah.
do you just sort of sit there in front of a microphone with a cup of tea and a script?
Pretty much, yes. You don't even have to memorize anything. Yeah. Usually you're just reading off a script. I love both for different reasons. Yeah. I think the exciting thing about what we do is the variety, and you never get bored. You know, you're doing a voiceover, then you're doing a short film, then you're on stage for 5 months. I think the variety for me is what's exciting, and I love both for different reasons. But theater is obviously a lot more
tiring. You're getting that live reaction, aren't you?
Yes,
all the time.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So, how long is the tour? Once you've left the Nottingham Playhouse in February, at the end of February, how long's the tour?
So we start March 1st, and we're on tour till June 14th. And yeah, we're somewhere different every week, which is cool. Some similar venues to last time, like Dublin, which I'm looking forward to, and then some entirely new venues.
So after that, have you got the rest of the year sort of marked out in work or what?
That rarely happens in our business. I think it's usually around March, April, where you start auditioning for stuff. I've got a couple of things on the pipeline. You know, some things that are trying to get funding and some things that might be happening later in the year, but nothing nailed down for now, but we will see.
It's one thing which has just reminded me, actually, with sort of saying that, the music in Aleppo as well. It's gorgeous, the music is. Mm. Tell us a little bit about the music.
So we've got Aleha, the same composer as last time, who, again, she came in last time while we were workshopping the play and sang these beautiful songs that we incorporated. And yeah, if anyone remembers the original production, they're very powerful. So it's her score, her composition. And then I think she's had discussions with Nezrin as well, our co-playwright, who is Syrian. So I think there's a lot of, authentic Syrian music incorporated as well. But it's still early to tell. Everything is still being explored. We're on week two, so anything I tell you, it could change any minute. But no, it is going to be Aleha's composition. I don't think that's going to change, of course.
Well, the best way to find out about it is to go down, buy a ticket and get it. So tickets can be bought from the Nottingham Playhouse. It's The Beekeeper of Aleppo, and it's on the 7th to the 28th of February. It's one definitely not to be missed. It's a brilliant story, and from what I can remember from the music, it's absolutely gorgeous music as well.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Aaron, thank you so much for your time this morning, and we'll see you down there at the Nottingham Playhouse.
Thank you for having me.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.